It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Hey everybody out there, Joey LaRocque joining you once again here at IYFWrestling.com with this edition of The Interface. So, did you seize the moment? Did you come out to the Boston Area Community Center on January 14th and be a part of In Your Face Wrestling's first show of 2012? Well, there was a lot of people that night. What a great crowd we saw that evening, and what a great night of wrestling action. Let's give you the rundown here from top to bottom. Shiloh Robinson was successful in a four-way free-for-all matchup. This also featured Fox Vineyard, Mike Anthony, and the real Robert Coleman. Robinson got the victory with a roll-up on Mike Anthony, but after the match, Pierre Vachon made an appearance and attacked Shiloh. Now, Shiloh Robinson is, of course, a student of Drake Evans, who was the challenger to Pierre Vachon's In Your Face Wrestling title that night. Seemed that Pierre Vachon definitely wanted to send a strong message to Evans, and Evans did come out, but Vachon did not want to have any part of him then, as he said he only wrestles in the main event. Well, Evans looked ready and raring to go, and looked like he would have to wait until the main event to get his hands on the IYFW champion. And then it was a rematch from the Summertime Bruise event in August of 2011. Good Lord Willing against Ian Daniels. And Ian Daniels finally got some retribution as he put Good Lord Willing down with a double claw hold and got the tap out victory, just like Good Lord Willing did to him back in August. Now, already Good Lord Willing is talking about another match between him and Ian Daniels. He wants retribution now. What kind of matchup will that be? We'll have to wait and see to find out. Then there was a very interesting interview that took place. Adam Badger came out, and we had seen Adam Badger here at iWebWrestling.com, his shoulder in a sling, saying that he was injured. He couldn't defend the tag team titles that night with Michael Monroe against the Uprising. But Minister Max Burton made an appearance and asked Adam Badger to produce some actual physical medical documents, a note from his doctor, as Max Burton said, to state that Badger really did have a shoulder injury and Badger couldn't produce it. So Burton brought out the number one contenders and declared them the new champion by default. Well, when Adam Badger heard that, he whipped off the sling and started flailing around like a spoiled child. And it was at that moment that the ruse was up. It was revealed that Badger was lying. There was nothing wrong with his shoulder. He was just trying to get out of the title defense, but Max Burton made it clear all four of those men had signed the contract to have the match on January 14th after the Brass Ring event back in November. And Badger tried to get out of that title defense by stating he had the injury, but of course he didn't. So the match was made. The tag titles would happen later on that night. And then the young Irishman, Liam McFerrin, continued his winning streak at Seize the Moment, albeit a disqualification victory over the Shabazz Tribe warrior Etana. Now, Good Lord Willing, who is Etana's handler, got a little too overzealous, got involved in the matchup. Liam McFerrin, though, did look like he was going to get the pin on Etana. He nailed him with that big Irish lariat that he likes to use nowadays, and it did put Etana down. He got the big man off his feet, about to pin him, but Good Lord Willing jumped in and got his man disqualified. Liam McFerrin is riding a big wave in IYFW these days, and we'll see where else it's going to take him here in IYFW in 2012. Then we saw the formation of a new faction in Your Face Wrestling, War. The Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale and the modern-day Marquis Guillaume de Sade calling themselves Blood Money. And they took on Viper, Bombshell Burt Williams, and the Northern Stud in a six-man tag, and War turned out to be the wild card in that one, placing a sleeper submission hold on Burt Williams, and he got him to pass out. The arm drop three times, the bell sound, and Blood Money gained victory in that matchup. Then it came down to the Savage Wolves, CJ Scott and Damon Ravage, once again walking in through the front door, not being allowed in the locker room in IYFW. And just before CJ could actually say anything on the microphone, Max Burton came out and cut them right off. Now, Max Burton had made it public that he wanted nothing to do with those two. He did not want to be involved with them in IYFW, but he came to a realization that he could do anything he wanted with the Wolves because he was the man in charge of the show. So Max Burton changed the singles match between Sergeant Fury and CJ Scott and turned it into a tag match. CJ Scott and Damon against Sergeant Fury and former In Your Face Wrestling champion, the Force from the North, Vigo. And Vigo and Sergeant Fury got the revenge that night. They put the Savage Wolves down and pinned them right in the middle of the ring. Referee Adam Brunton, who had also been a victim of the Wolves, was the referee for this one. And after the match was over, Sergeant Fury got his dog tags back that had been stolen at the November show, the Brass Ring. Ian Daniels also made an appearance, and so did Drake Evans. Drake Evans, of course, is the head trainer at the IYFW Academy, and he was thoroughly embarrassed when the Wolves attacked his students at the school way back in October, November of last year. Sergeant Fury and Vigo got the win, and Ian and Drake ceremoniously threw the Savage Wolves out of the building. Does that mean we're done seeing the Savage Wolves in IYFW? We'll have to wait and see to find out about that as well. But the victory that night went to Sergeant Fury and Vigo. And somebody who was definitely excited to see that victory was Mr. USA Hall of Famer himself, Tony Atlas, who stood and saluted Sergeant Fury in his victory that night. Sergeant Fury, of course, out of respect, saluted back to Mr. Atlas, and it was great to see Tony Atlas that night. We know all the fans enjoyed seeing the Hall of Famer in IYFW. Then it was on to the Pillar, Roman Dominguez, going one-on-one with the Human Horror Movie Nocturne. And this was a great matchup between two great technical athletes, but the Pillar, Roman Dominguez, came out on top with the Crush Affix and pinned Nocturne 1-2-3 in the middle of the ring, and this is definitely going to help propel Roman up the ladder as he is now looking to get a chance at the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. But I'm sure we have not heard the last from Nocturne in IYFW. Now it was time for the In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team title match to take place. The Enemy defending against the Uprising. This match was everything it was expected to be. It broke down at the end when finally we saw Adam Badger go one-on-one with Jamar Justice. This feud has been going on since April of 2010. So much history involved with this one. You can read all about it here at iWebWrestling.com. Jamar Justice had never been able to get Badger in the ring one-on-one, face-to-face, but he got him that night. He got every bit of him that he could, and he put Badger down for the three count and won the IYFW Tag Team Championships. Now, what's completely ironic about this whole situation was Adam Badger had been proclaiming that he had a shoulder injury trying to get out of this match, when it found out, of course, that he did not have a shoulder injury. But when the match was over, Adam Badger did then have an injury to the shoulder. And as a matter of fact, as of this recording, Adam Badger did see his doctor. They confirmed he had a problem and has already had surgery on that shoulder. Adam Badger is now going to be out for an undisclosed amount of time recovering in the shoulder's rehabilitation, but the fact remains that the Uprising are the new IYFW Tag Team Champions. But now it seems that hot on their heels is Blood Money. Scarsdale, Desaad, and War, all three men attacked the new champions, Jamar and Williams, right there in the aisleway, definitely sending a message that the champions now have a new threat to deal with in IYFW. And finally, it came down to the main event, one-on-one for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship, former champion Drake Evans against current champion Pierre the Beast Vachon. This match had everything in it. We saw so much heart being displayed by the challenger Drake Evans. We saw so much aggression being displayed by the champion Pierre Vachon, even locking Drake Evans with the mandible claw submission that he has put several men down with in the past. But Drake Evans would not submit. He kept fighting back with everything he had, mounting a great offense. But it wasn't until he went to the top rope that the Pillar, Roman Dominguez, made an appearance, distracted Evans and the referee, and this allowed Pierre Vachon to grab a chain and knock Drake Evans out with it behind the referee's back. Referee turned around, didn't see what happened, saw Pierre on top of Evans, counted the three, the bell rang, and Pierre Vachon, still the In-Your-Face Wrestling Champion. But then, lo and behold, the Force from the North, Vigo, made an appearance, trying to prevent Pierre Vachon from doing any more damage, even tried to tell the referee what happened, but before he could really say anything, Vachon was right up in Vigo's face, and those two monsters started trading blows as well. It definitely seems that the Vachon-Vigo feud is far from over. So that's it, folks. Seize the moment, January 14, 2012. It will be available soon here at iWifeWrestling.com for DVD and home consumption. You can pick it up here at the merchandise section. Pick up a copy of all our great releases. You can check them all out there. And what's going to be happening soon? But March 17th, In Your Face Wrestling's return to the Ballston Area Community Center. Matches are already being negotiated. We're going to be hearing a lot from other In Your Face Wrestling stars soon here at this website. Keep checking us out, and we thank all the great fans for once again supporting the premier wrestling promotion in the capital region of New York, In Your Face Wrestling. For iWebWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.